All right. I was told that the Olam Chazer just never ish lamed dalad. So I figure I'll discuss some stories about Reish Lamed. I'm sure the Olam knows the stories, but we'll try to flesh it out, develop it, some chedushim and halacha. Obviously, a story that comes to mind, Ki Yidua, I'm sure the Olam discussed it, is what happens if somebody sells a butcher, a meat store, sells meat, and then it's later discovered, Rachmana Litzlan, that he was selling treifas. And of course, the people already ate it. The shaila is, of course, it's going to be a mekach toyis. But what's the din between the moich and the lokeach? How much does the moich have to give back to the lokeach? Could he deduct for what the lokeach was nena? He ate, his family ate from the basam. Then there's a secondary shaila. What about all the kalim that he trafened up and all the other food that was taruvis? That second half of the shaila is really in the negeya to garmi and other issues, and I'm not going to discuss it here. But at least fundamentally, what's the halacha in terms of the mekach tois? How much does the seller have to give back to the buyer? And the shaila is not limited to treifas, which is the mechabes case. The shaila could come up, which also was a ma'isa shoyi recently, not so long ago, where they discovered that a certain suit store was selling shatnas suits with a non-shatnas label. And Reuven already bought the suit, wore the suit, already years he wore the suit, and now he tied his mekach toyes, but does the seller have to deduct anything in terms of the hana? Does he allow to deduct anything in terms of the hana that the buyer wore the suit? Kidu, there's another shayla about the sheitlach shayla, if we could down that the Cyrus were dina v'dazari, suri hana. Okay, but there's enough shaylas here. Let's just flesh it out. Let's start with the sugya, which Olam knows, and we'll just take it to the next step. So the Mishnah says, if someone sells a treifa, the halach is masha achlu achlu, v'yachzolem is adamim. Whatever they ate, they ate. V'yachzolem is adamim. Nevertheless, the moich has to give back the demei mekach to the buyer. And we're talking about an issa deraisa. Halach is issa dafka by issa deraisa. And the two timing given in the Rishonim is either the time is because it's a davar where hanefesh kotz behem, so a person doesn't get any hanah. He has no. Normally you would charge or deduct for the hanah, but here you don't have any nana because it's a davish hanefesh kotzbem, like it's not all machalim, but let's say like machalim, like treifas. The other svar the Rishonim give is it's a knas. It's pashas, the Rishonim, the pshat is because it's a knas, that the person was machal, a davah also, he was machal, he was machshul somebody, so therefore because he was machshul somebody, so therefore they considered him that he has no right to deduct for the hanah. However, if you learn out the svar of knas, and it's dafka by a mezid, and not by a shoygeg, if the seller had been a shoygeg, memela, you wouldn't be counting him. And the achronim tumo, it's not for now, but the achronim tumo, why not? If it's a knas lechayr, we cancel on a deraisa, anything that is a srach deraisa, we cancel shoygeg to a mezid. So how come over here we're not being kind of shoygeg to a mezid? How come here the rishonim, the gedele abayskim, all neman, the shoygeg is different? It's, the child is not for now, but it's a good child anyway. Okay, so in our case, of course, by treifas, it's a deraisa, so he'll have to give back everything, saimitam knas, and saimitam there is a dovish nefesh kotzboy. However, if you bought indirectly, I mean if there was a supplier, if the problem was by the supplier, but your retailer was unaware that he was selling treifas, then you would not have that second svara of knas. What happens if, let's try to develop it, what happens if you'll have a cotton who bought the treifas, a kid walked in, he bought himself a sandwich, and he now found out that it was a treifa sandwich. What's the halach in terms of, do we make this knas or nefesh kotzbay by cotton? So Chuvitz Achiez and Chilek Gimel says that it doesn't pass the svar of nefesh kotzbay by a cotton. A cotton is not mitzvah. A cotton won't even have to have a kapara when he grows up. So it doesn't pass the svar of nefesh kotzbay. But he says, not the darga of nefesh kotz, but you still had anah. You might have temtan alei, but you still have the anah. The other question is,
Sorry? The father paid for the sandwich.
And I don't know who paid for the sandwich.
Yeah, but he's father purity, the sandwich.
Okay, we're going to get to one second. Let's first take it separate. And now, if the svara is because you were makshul with an issus or a cotton, since he's a enum mitzvah, so you don't have really the svara that he's makshul with an issa. Could be go a little deeper that if the reason why Chazal were goyz is because of a lifnei iva, on behalf of the seller, could be no din lifnei ivan when you're being makshal a katan. It's also a tumnim because chinuch many achreinim. Okay, it's really not. But the nekuda really is that if the katan himself would be the one buying it, then it would be a mekach tois, and you would be allowed to deduct for the hana. Correct. Okay, we could discuss that. But the bottom line is, so if you have a cotton, the achronim neman, the heindigan neman, that if you have a cotton, then it doesn't pass these furs, and then you would be allowed to deduct. Now, what happens if, okay, once we hear it, I throw out one more svara, is that the halacha is a pigas and ra. It's in Reish Lamed Hei, which I guess we'll be doing shortly, but in pigas and ra, just like a mazik is part of so to the mamshik, argues with Shvas Yankov, and mamshik holds who the nene would be part of. So if you want to be mechayiv the cotton, besides the mekach tois, so the cotton deserves his money back. Aloma, you want to be mechayiv the cotton for nene, you can't be mechayiv the cotton for nene because pigyos and ra. So it could be another svara why it doesn't pass this din by a cotton. But the real case is, usually the case is that the father buys it or the mother buys it, serves it to the family, and the Katanim ate this meat that the mother bought. So the Pigas and Vasra you don't have really over here. It's the mother who bought it. You have to know who the Dinene. The Nene could be on the parent that she now gave a Suda to her child. Mishtar, she Nene. But the child is, if you machel ktanim, if she served the fesapa and you hold the svara of the achreinim that doesn't pass the svara of nafshi kotzabem and doesn't pass the svara of machshel be'issa because no issa really came about, only a cotton ate it. So yeah, that would be the nafkamina that all these cases you'll have to dan that if a cotton ended up eating the meat, then you would be allowed to deduct for the anah because we don't have these svaras. Very good. So Elamai, you could come up with, just like the Nesiva says, that when you go, when you have any Issa, let's say there will be a Zaitik Issa, this would be a Bittel B'mezid, any type of Issa, that's also a Svara why we would cancel the Meichel. So since the mother or the father, the parent, was Eiva Leisa Achilam, the parent served the child Issa Dika food, it was Eiva Leisa Achilam, so you gaim the parent with this Issa Leisa Achilam, so that would be enough of a Svara to cancel the seller, because yes, the seller was Makshal the parent, how? By causing the parent to be Eiva Leisa Achilam or Lifnaiva. And now the Minchas Chinuch and others talk about that there might not be a Din Lifnaiva if the Makshil was unaware. So if the parent was unaware that it's treif, he doesn't have a Din of Lifnaiva, and Kubi Leisa Achilam also doesn't pass if the Ma'achil was unaware. So if that would be the case, then Kumtais, back to the drawing book, Kumtais, there was no Issa performed, because the parent wasn't even an Issa because the parent didn't know, and the child's not even an Issa because of Kotten Zayn and Matzuvah, Mamela doesn't pass the Svar of a Knas, and you would be allowed to deduct for the Hana that the kids ate. Sorry? Also discussed in the also enough for now how vital Leisachilim is. Pashas, if you put it right in front of the kid to eat, that might be enough for Leisachilim. Okay, fine. So it's coming out. So yeah, if you learn Leisachilim, then it would pass as far. If you don't learn that it doesn't pass Leisachilim b'chay gav, then it wouldn't pass as far, and you would be allowed to deduct for the anah. When you are deducting for the anah, there's a machlokes shach and prichodesh and your idea of how much you menaka demay treifa, because that's all it was worth, or now you could be menaka the full price, that's what you bought it, the shach has a svara, it's also not for now, but there could be you're allowed to deduct a full real value or whatever, full value of a kosher piece of meat, even though this was a treifa. Fine, but beside that's the case, it means when you talk about this tumul that comes about, you think about it, half, probably most of the food that's eaten are eaten by children, I would assume, many of them ketanim and memelo, this whole shaila may not come about.
Because I know what digested or what was on the plate, because half got thrown out.
Half got thrown out. Okay, fine. Now we're going to, I'll get back to the shaila to show another reason why this whole shaila might have a different angle to it. But let's take it to the next step. Let's flesh it out a little bit. Let's say you buy something. Correct, yeah, good, but there's enough. Even if the kid's matzuv, you have to know how much of an issa the achronim, the binyan tzin. There's a lot of achronim who discuss how vayit on different shlavim. Put it this way, I think there are many, many different reasons why Machal Lakotin would not have this din. So even if you want to say, I don't know if you need a Gama Kimli, you have Chayez, you have other Svaris as well. But yes, it will come out that, and then Moich is Muxik in the money, so he could deduct for the Hano that the parent had, or the kid had, for eating the food.
If you cook the chum, so the beans and everything else is also part of the chayfe, so it might be worth eating more.
Nachamal?
You cook a chum with the meat.
Good.
So the meat costs $5, the whole chum is worth $10, so the other ingredients are all chayfe as well, because of the beans and everything.
Right, so now what?
So you go with Hano everything altogether?
Well, he got more Hano in the beans because it was time of the bustle?
No, so half chum for my chayfe, half my chayfe.
Right.
So the
diet,
so
the time effort
half meat went to the town. It's a shame, $10 an hour, $5 of meat.
And okay,
this thing's
fine, but the beans were mine. Why am I? Why am I deducting?
But I isser.
Right.
I was nene $10 of isser achilah.
Right.
You told me $5 of meat.
I know, but you can only deduct for that no that I got from your item, not from my beans.
You have given $2.50 of the meat was like the town.
Right.
So therefore, how much? Therefore, is
my enough? I don't have. Okay, let hold off to you. Let's talk about if you buy. Let's go back to this suit shaila because I want to take it to the next. I will come back here. Let's say you have a case of shatness. Someone bought a suit. We said non shatness, and it came out that it was shatness. So now, if as far as our slate cuts. That the person's cuts by suits, we don't have nashir cuts by him, so the mamela, you would be allowed to deduct for Hano. If the svara is of knas, and we're going like the nesivitz by shari sum, pass the knas, so yes, here too would pass a knas on this bag of shatness, because I didn't have, you won't match the lokeach with the nisa shatness, of how do you, we're going to have to count you and not be able to charge for the Hano. There's an Erech Shain Yerideh who argues with the nesivitz, and he holds that by Shari Yisroom, we don't say this far. He has a Mechudish Tikka cook in this whole Indian. He wants to say, like, sort of the two time shtim with each other, that the Svar of Knas is only that therefore will be toil and say, Yeshloima, that the person didn't have the Hano. That is how Knas works. So something which is Nafshe Kotzbem, we could be toil and say, yes, the Knas is to say that he never had Hano from a Dover which is Kotz. But a Dover which is not Kotz, like Shari Yisroom, doesn't even pass the Knas. And I may even like the time of the Knas, Erech Shai says, you would be allowed to deduct for the Hano. It's an Erech Shai. It could be smashmois like that in the Taz and Erechaim Kuv Tzadivov and Yerdei Kuv Yitaz also, but it's definitely a Mechudish Faket. Ksam Seifa holds the other way around. Ksam Seifa holds that even the Svara of Nafshe Kotz has to come on to Knas, but Knas of Adar is a Svara Bifnei Atzmi, but even the other Sheet has to come on to Knas. Alright, Pashtus is like the Nesivis that the Svara would pass even by Shari Yisroel. So again, if the kids, it was kids' clothing, so again you're going back into the Shaila of the Achiez and the Pitzchei Choshen. What I want to really focus on is this case. You bought a suit and it was shatness. The guy used it already, used it for a few months. Now he found that it was shatness. Does he have to give back the suit? The suit, it's a mekach tois. My freya, the deal is a steal, so now the suit maybe belongs to the meichel and my freya. Does he have to give back the suit or not? The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says if somebody sells a treifa, masha achlu, achlu, right? Or masha loy achlu, you give back. So what's remaining, you got to give back. So if you buy shatness, mashalachlu, so to speak, what's still around, do you have to give back the suit or not? What's pshat in the Mishnah, mashalachlu, you have to give back? What's pshat? So the Machlokes is reshaining what pshat in the Mishnah is. The Mukhi Yosef and Baba Basra says that pshat in the Mishnah is because anything that's be'en, loy gozru, loy konsu, they will be willing to be conscious you for the Hano, you can't charge for Hano. But something's banned, they're not going to be kindness to sell and say that something that belongs to him doesn't belong to him. That they're not going to go as Levite. So to the extent it was a mekach tois and there's food remaining, so you're going to have to give back that food. So too by the suit, to the extent that it's a mekach tois and there's a suit remaining, you'll have to give back that suit. However, the Rebbe Shmuel ben Chachman, it's a different shat. It's mavu like that in the Bach in the beginning of the Simin as well. He says, very simple, Svara, Mashal, lo yachlu, the reason why you got to give it back is because on that chelik that you didn't eat, there was no issa. So there's no, doesn't pass the knas. It passes the knas to the extent that he was makshal you with an issa. On the chelik that he wasn't makshal you with an issa, doesn't pass the knas. So Mashal, lo yachlu, the reason why you got to give it back is because there was no knas. He wasn't Makshir Nizer. Just like the Moshe Rashi at the end of the Mishnah says, when you're Shlichu L'Klovim, or you sold it to a guy, it doesn't pass the Knas because no Issa was performed. So even when you ate the mixas and some Issa was performed, but on the Chelik that was not eaten, there was no Issa, on that Chelik doesn't pass the Knas. Mamela, that's why you have to give it back. L'Choyer Muki Yosef Ahagid, Muki Yosef says, no, this is Chalot, because since a Issa was caused from this deal. In this Mechir, there was a Chelek which caused an Issa. He was Makshul to buy when something. So Mela would pass a Knas. That's why the Mokeyes had to come on to Nusvara that doesn't pass a Knas and Adav Shuben. So a Nafkamina between the Rishonim would be, I mean, a number of Nafkaminas, but a simple Nafkamina would be is that put the two cases of the Mishnah together. What happens if you ate Mixas and the other Mixas you threw to Klavim? Some you ate, and some you threw to Klavim. So, if you learn, like the Nemukhi Yaisa, that as long as there was an Issa cause, does pass the Knas, and we only won't be Goyza on something which is Be'en, but once he threw it to Klavim, and then you want to be Mechayvim because of Mazik or Hano, whatever it is, you can't be Mechayvim. Because as long as he ate a Mashu and there was some Issa cause, he's part on everything. You can't charge for Hano or Mazik, whatever it is, because he caused an Issa. Only when it's be'en, mashaloy akhlud, you return. But anything that was gone, doesn't pass. Mashengen lunga rabin nishmo mechakman, on a chelik there was no issa, avada you could charge, so if you hishlichu l'klovim half of it, on that half that was no issa cause, you would be allowed to be, you're allowed to deduct for the anor, the hezek, that he threw the piece of meat, the dogs. It's a davar chodesh. We don't find the poskim discussing this case, but it's a davar chodesh. It should come out, l'moshel, getting back to our case of before, of selling treifas and feeding it to the family. Well, let's assume that the whole family took... Let's say that the whole family ate part of this piece of chicken. So the father ate and the mother and the kids ate. So enechanam on the chelik of the kids, no issa was performed. No issa was nikshal. So what? But on the chelik of the parents, it was an issa. And Mimela does pass the knas on the seller. Elamai, mashallah, akhla, you're going to give back. He doesn't pass that because everything was eaten. Giving to the kids is like, it's like you gave it to the dogs. It's not ben. If it's not ben, so it doesn't pass the knas. Sorry, it's not ben, so you can't deduct from that because you have the knas. Meshenkin, if you learn like Vishmo ben Chachmain, he learns that on the chelik that there was no issa cause, avada, on that chelik doesn't pass the knas. So on the chelik that the kids ate, like we said before, would not pass the knas. But you come out, like the Numukhi, if it's still pass the knas, even if you'll neman like the yachaz, it will pass the knas. Because still the parents, somebody ate something here, the bisa, so meila passed the knas and everything.
Why don't you say that the kids ate
lives
like
Be'en? Has a blab Be'en, it's not here. It's like he threw it to the dogs.
Okay, so if it's Be'en, I give it back because there's value here.
If it's Be'en, I give it back because they were never mafki, the bailus of the seller. But now they're willing to patter somebody owing a chiv to the seller. But if it's Be'en, it's his. So, Kozman, it's Be'en, it's his. If it's not Be'en, it's not his.
It was Be'en, and the kids ate his thing.
Right, and therefore, what do you want to charge me for the kids eating for the hano that I got, that I pat? So, for hano, we make knas. That's Chazal. Chazal make knas whenever there's hano. Chazal didn't make knas on something Be'en, but Chazal did make knas for hano.
They did make knas.
They make knas only for hano, they're willing to cancel. So to the extent that there was some issa performed, so memela, they passed the knas, memela, they didn't allow the seller to deduct for the hano that the buyer had.
There was no issa to you, what the kids ate.
Correct, but in the Muki Yosef, you see holds that as long as there was any issa done in the mechira, that's enough. Because you see in the case of Masha Akhlu, Akhlu, Masha Akhlu, Allah Akhlu, the Muki Yosef says that the reason that Masha Akhlu doesn't pass the Knas is only because it's banned. Like, consume what's banned. But without that Svar, he would have canceled. Why would he have canceled? Because some Issa was Nikshal on this, from this Mechira. You want to have you done the whole thing? Okay, we could discuss it. Right. I don't think so. On the kosher part, I don't think so. Now, look here, you have a nafkamina back to our case, but the Shatnez case is an inverted nafkamina. Here you have a case that the issa was performed with the entire beged, whatever this eruv of Shatnez, but it's still be'en. So if you learn like a Ben Yishmael Ben Chachman, that if it would, issa wasn't performed, then they didn't cancel. But if Issa was performed, they did cancel. So it should come out of Davar Chodesh that on Shatnez Beged, that's Be'en, But since the Issa was performed in the whole Beged, you would not have to give back the Beged. Majengin led to the Mukhi Yosef that they didn't cancel on something banned, so you would have to give back the Beged because the Beged's banned. They didn't cancel. The Nesivis is Mavul like the Nemuk Yosef, because Nesivis has an interesting case that he sold the Treifa and he mixed it with Taruvis. And Nesivis wants that the seller should be able to be Mavata the Mekak like Shnei Minim and take back the Taruvis, even if there was Nesbatel, but the Issa cause was a bitter Salachat Chilo. And Nesivis wants he should be able to take back the seller has a right to be Teveya, the Chelkum Ya Taruvis Hamoto. And what's he tining that you could, the Maisa, the Issa was done with the whole Chatika. I took a whole Chatika's Issa, and I was Mavata the whole Chatika, so the person was even Issa Bittel Chatkhila on the whole Chatika, and nevertheless he wants that the seller should be able to take back the Chatika. So like the Benish Shmuel Mekaka doesn't have a pshat, since the Issa was performed in all things, if Haket, they were kindness the seller, that he doesn't deserve back his piece at all. The Sivis Lechayer learned like the Nemuk Yosef, and he held that even when it's Bataruvitz, it's considered Be'en, because you're like a Shutif in the Taruvitz. Sorry? What do you mean?
What's wrong in Vatal
Issa? So the Sivis says it is on there, he said that's why they cancel, because you're Vatal Issa Kachila. The acronym is going to Sivis, it's only a bit, it's only Issa Kachila, maybe it's the right, maybe it's the right, maybe it's Rabban, we'll go in, but they're still going to Sivis. But then Sivis, his words are that since you cause an issa of mevatel kachila, therefore passes the knas, but the seller will get back his chelik, his chaticha from the taruvis. How is he getting his chaticha back from the taruvis? An issa was performed. El akoch, you see that the old Dr. Mokie says that even when a person deserves a knas, they never canceled something which is banned. All right. So to come out, pashas, the more mistava way is like the Mokie Yosef, but that's what, fine. All right, let's go to another shlav of the shayla, also a different way to look at the shayla, is that gewenloch, maybe by shatnes you could prove that it's shatnes, but it's very difficult to prove that the piece of meat was treif. How do you know that the piece of meat that he sold you was treif? It's not nicking the piece that it was treif. To have edim is a double, otherwise he wouldn't have gotten away with selling in the first place. Elamai, they have raglaim ledov, it looks fishy, they caught him putting on labels and stickers and whatever it is, and later on he was moida. So at the end of the day, the only way you know it's treif is because the seller told you later on that he sold you something which was treif. When it says this halacha, that mashak la'akha, when it was noida shi treifa, what does noida mean? How much, is noida enough that was noida ayidei the meicha, or noida has to be ayidei to edim? There's a Rambam in Maisa, Huchas Maisa, in Perikid Beis. The Rambam says that if someone sells Peris l'chaveroi, and he gave over the Peris, and then he tells the buyer, you should know these Peris are tvolim, or he sells them basa, and he tells him right after he gives it over, you should know this basa is treif, the Rambam says he's not neman. The seller is no longer neman to ask for something that's in piyadi, into biyad alakeh. The Rambam says, Hazar is machmer al atzmoy. It's a good thing, l'chatchilo, maybe Hazar should be machmer. But mek adin, it's mutter, you're allowed to eat it, because the seller is not neman. So the Radvaz al Rambam over there, the hayois mek adin, it's mutter. So the lakeh cannot go back to the seller and taina mekaktois. He can't say, oh, you might have sold me a treifa, so mele to mekaktois. No, to the extent that the seller is not neman that it's a treifa, he cannot tie it to mekaktois. One second, one second. Mamela Zokter Radva is the next step. Aye, there's a Gemara in Bechiris, our case, that says that when you sold the treifa or tvolim, all these cases, mashaklu aklu, mashaklu aklu, you yaxer, and you make cheshbainis, what's going on? There's no mekaktois to begin with. Zokter Radva is the whole halach is talking about Dafke was noida with Edim. But if it was only noida, because the seller was Maida, that's not this. Reish Lamadal doesn't pass. I have no idea. The Rambam says it's mutter to eat. The Ashkoch organizations will say it's mutter. That's for sure, right? The shampoo will stay on. Hazaris won't eat it, but Mikadin.
But it's not It's already gone.
But I want to know, how can you tanya mekatois? So the Radvaz, you can't tanya mekatois because you're not neman. And you have to explain the Radvaz. What's pshat in the Radvaz? Naniyak you're not neman be'isa, but benegeh to moment l'chari ados baldin kameidim dom. The seller himself is moida that he sold you treif. He sold you something that's grounds for mekatois, wine to mekatois. That is, you're going to have to say, is that there's nothing wrong beside with buying a treif. The reason why buying a treif is raw is a problem, is mekatois, because the buyer can't derive the hanah that he was supposed to derive, because he thought he was buying a ksheira. But to the extent that the seller is not neman, even if kavish ma'igali was a treif, but to the extent he's not neman, and I was able to derive the hanah that I was supposed to get out of it, because he's talking not neman, it's not neman, it's still mutter, so it's not grounds for mekatois. There's no mekatois, you got kosher meat. Even if the seller says, I don't know if it's worthless, why? Hazaris won't. It wasn't a treifa. It's kshera.
You don't have to tell anybody. Huh? Why is it worthless? You don't put it on the shelf.
He has a dos baldin as a treifa. But he's not neman. It's still worth. It's worth a kshera. Right. Right, but I don't know. It's still $15 because it's still kosher. So one I'd say no. But you want to go? It's not. Mom, there's no mekatois because it's still kosher. Radvaz says it's not a mekatois. So, Dr. Radvaz, it's not a mekatois because it's only a chumra, and from chumras you can't tie a mekatois. The Gemara in Bukhari is mavur that is a mekatois. It's talking about dafka, which is noida with edim. If it's not noida with edim, it is not a mekatois, and the whole Reish Lamedalit is not applicable. So, Radvaz. Look it up. It's in Ma'aseh Perek Yud Beis Halach Yud Ches. Don't trust me. Look it up. Sorry? Well, has, I don't have a glam that can help you. Call? Okay. How good for what? That was stick is changed. We noticed it. But how do you know that you did something trade? How do you know you did something trade? The what? Only because he was Maida. All right. The Maisa is, the problem with the Radvaz is it's a Mufursha Tasefta Fakert. There's a Tasefta in Maisa Sheni in Perek Gimel, Halach Yed Beis, brings down this halacha, and Moicha Peris, and then you say it was Tvalim, and then Moicha Boston, and then you say it's Trefo. The seller tells the buyer it was Trefo or Tvalim, and it says this halacha of Bukhari's that Mashalachlo, Achlo, Mashalachlo, and you give back. So you see, Mufusha halacha, Mufusha tesefta, that this halacha, Reish Lamedalet, is applicable even if the seller is saying it. That's a lashon tesefta. The seller said, and nevertheless, it brings down this halacha. Marit Agazi asks his kasha on the Radvaz. But Maisa, not so gishmak, but to get out of the tesefta, you could tight shop that tesefta means like this. The be'etzim, there were edim that it was treif, or there were edim that it was tevalim. But it still doesn't pass the knas. Because even if there's going to be edim that he was selling you treif, in order to have knas, you have to have mezid. How do you know the guy was a mezid? Maybe he also made a mistake. Maybe he also didn't know. Maybe it was a mix-up. That says he has to be moida that he's a mezid. So ultimately, that's what it means. He was moida that he sold him treif. He was moida that he sold him tefalim. How do you know it was be'etim treif and not kosher and some mekatois that you know through edim? But to have the din knas, which you need mezid, that you only know because he was moida. That's what the Tesefta means. But without Edom at all, just from his Adar, it won't be Treif, and there's no ground for Mekatois.
You can't have Edom that with Edom.
You could. You can marshal Eis Atziah, I'm asking.
The Tesefta says what?
Tesefta just brings down the Salacha that you sold Tfalim, and I told the buyer that it was Treif, and I sold. So the Shaila is the steam is Adram's marshal, there's no Edom at all. Mask him, and that's not like the Radvaz. But why you needed his Eidah could be that you had Edim on the fundamental that there was Treif, but you didn't have the Edim that he was amazing, and that's why you needed his Eidah for the amazing. I know it's a Deichik, but Lamai says that's a Radvaz.
What's the other side? Not like the Radvaz. The Radvaz says it's not, it's halakha. So how are you going to answer the Tesefta? You have to answer the Tesefta, and there are kashim,
right. So the Marit Agazi wants to make a nukimta that's talking about a case, someone's Marit, that's talking about a case where the seller went over to the buyer, found out that the buyer already ate half of it, So really, not trial do bekitza. And Memela Hayoyis, once he says that it's soldom treif, and there's a knas on the chelik that he ate already. So you menaka, so he ends up the seller loses money. There's halacha by Sefer Torah when you say that askaras, I didn't write lishman or gvinla, I didn't write lishman. Once you nemon to hifset tzchare, then you nemon on the chefetz alone. So if the seller would know this halacha Reish Lamedalid that he would be cancelled and not be able to deduct for the anah, and he already knew that the boy ate half of it, so he knows he's going to lose out by this Seidah. So then, since Seidah works for that chelik, it will work for the other chelik. But in a pashas case, if he didn't know that the guy already ate it, or doesn't know this halacha, and a chanami, we don't have an Eitzah here. It's still Reish Lamedalid's on hold. L'chari, the advisor is right, there's no mekaktais. If there's no mekaktais, then Meila doesn't pass the whole halacha. All right, there's another angle why this halacha might have to be with Edom and not with his Adah. And that is, there's a machlekes rishonim, ki yidu, there's a machlekes, moedib knas is potter. What about moedib knas on a knas derabonin? Do we say that concept, moedib knas potter on a knas derabonin? There's a machlekes rishonim ravan, and there's a ruim bavakama, it's a machlekes gedel achreinim, mashal, and the shach, and the ksois. So it's something being derived from Ben Yenison. Machloik is Gedele Apoiskim Rishonim with a pass on a Knas to Rabbonim Moedib Knas. So Mamele, if this is a Knas, this is a Knas. I mean, if you learn like the Genesis Knas, it's only a Knas to Rabbonim. So if the guy tells you, I sold you a Trefa and it's a Knas to Rabbonim, so he's not going to be Chayiv, or the whole Knas doesn't go into effect to deduct, because on a Moedib Knas to Rabbonim, he'd be potter like that sad.
So here they go for they enacted the knas when he's
moedim,
you can't say the
sorrow. How do you know they enacted the knas when he's moedim? Maybe they enacted the one who was
aiding them. Where they made the knas, then the whole shayla doesn't matter.
If so, every knas to rabbanon, every knas to rabbanon. Why you say make knas to rabbanon? If that's where they made it.
If this is the knas,
how do I know that's the case?
Yeah.
So the ma'is is there's a chuvus remis. Sorry. You want to be mighty money from the seller. And the seller was the one who's moida that he has to. Yeah, you're trying to be mighty money from the seller that he already paid. And the seller wants to deduct for the no, but he wanted to cancel him because he was moida, they sold the trade. But moida knas derabanan, and it's part of him. You can't be mechayiv him to ignore the hana that the boy ate. So normally you wouldn't be able to invoke this knas. So God is a truest remis lotsk in Simon Tzadi Dalid, who brings a raya from this tesefta, that you see the tesefta maisa sheni, with Pasha's talking about where the seller himself was maida, and nevertheless, so you see that this halach is even when he's maida, zok the remis, not because they were masakin, but dafka, but why? How do you make a day?
That's
how we know it's that case, but why were they masakin, but dafka, every knas of the one, let's say there was
masakin. That's what they said to say, when he says it was a knas.
So Zok the Rima says, "Mi kani raya that a knas to rabbanim made of a knas is chayiv. It's not potter." He brings this to sefta as a raya. If you learn like that sheet of my knas,
what are the other sheets?
We'll discuss. But I don't think
they can say that this where the knas was. You're not right. All the rabbanim.
The mice is, I'll tell you where you saw it might be negeir. Like by Hezek Shein and Nick, there's a Ksav Seifer who says that the Lashon Gemara and Gittin is that a person should go around and being Metame and Manasseh, other people's stuff, Rabbi Yochanan, and not go around and say, you know, and tell the person that I was Metame Yechefiz, I made a Hezek Shein and Nick. So they made a Knas on Hezek Shein and Nick. So the Ksav Seifer, that this is not Shaykh to the Machlekes Apoiz and Knas to Rabbanon and not. Why not? So the Ksav Seifer, because that was good for the Knas. Because the whole lumbus of Knas was that the guy shouldn't go around and be a pest and tell you that he messed you up. Nah, you can't get me because it's Hezek Shein and Nick. So the whole reason why they made the Knas are for these Nudniks. When they're moida, that's why they made the knas. But here, they didn't make the knas for the nudnik who's moida. They made the knas so you shouldn't be machshel people. That's why they made the knas. Granted, there were two ways to discover this. He could be moida or through Edom. But there's no reason why the knas was dafka when he's moida. There's nothing was happens because of the guy's moida. So made the knas is stamak knas. And if he's moida, you have the regular principles of made the knas to rabban. And if you normally hold made knas to rabban, it's moida. Here too, it should be moida.
It's definitely the most common case, I thought.
I know it's more shchiyah, so I could give you a mashalay's other knas of derbana that's more shchiyah when the guy's moida. But that doesn't, it's not a reason why they were cancel in that case. The tzvar, alright. Fine, you can argue. I'm just saying a tzvar. Anyway, now, to learn pshat in the tesefta, like I said before, that maybe there's an Edom fundamentally that it was treif, and all he's being moided on the mezit chelik, and maybe that should be enough to take care of the problem moided kanas the rabbanon, because be yisaidoi, we already proved, we caught him with the crime that he was machu treifis. We know with Edom that he caught treifis. We only need it that he's amazed. That's all you need his adar for. So maybe on that chelik, it doesn't pass to say he's a moida b'knas. So that's not true. There's a truth night of Yehuda, and the Shiva Tzi, and the Tverz Yisrael, and others will say that as long as you need his chelik adar for anything, even just to say that he's amazed, that's enough to say moida b'knas is pata. The only Eitzah, again, aside for Harav Nechmad's Eitzah, but Chacham Nechmad, but the only Eitzah I have is also a Doichik, a Chiddish, and that is, there's a Mashah in Bava Kama. Mashah Tainiz, in Bava Menalef, he Tainiz a Chiddish. He says that if you have umdinis, that the person did something wrong, so even though we Paskin on the umdin itself is not enough to be Maitzi Mamin, but if you have umdin, Raglaim Ladav, Gamal Ochab, and Agmalim, if you have umdinis, why to be mechayev the person that he did something wrong? Just you don't know if it's taka true, and you need his adar just to be mechazik the umdina that we already know. There, the mashor says that that's not considered moed b'knas pata. So if you'll have like the tumos, your labels or whatever, if you have some type of real umdina raglaim ladova that be'etzim he did something wrong, and you only need his adar push it to be mighty moment to mamish to be machayvim, yeah, then if he's moida, then it wouldn't pass the moed of kanas pata. But the parsha tesef is not like that. The parsha tesef is talking about b'chol oifin, the guy is moida, and nevertheless he have the dinner reish lamedalet. The shaila is a, how does it pass? Because the Radvaz taina that the food is still kosher and memel doesn't pass mekak toys. And now, for another reason, how does it pass? Because the chayyav a dinner moed b'knas. And given look, the tumors that come around usually are relied upon at the end of the day on the adoyis of the moicha. So whether you could apply reish lamed dalet on these type of shayos, b'chlal not pashut at all. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.